The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm good.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Watching a replay on Fox Sports there.
Oh, yeah.
Watching Brady talk about how great the Lions are.
Which, the last time I saw him, he was on TV talking about how good the Lions are. So, I don't remember. It was some post-game thing. Maybe it was a halftime thing, but they were asking him, are they the best team in the AFC? He's like, oh, yeah, they're the best team in the AFC.
I saw some buddies posting on Facebook and just said, of course. Lions are going to win the Super Bowl, and we're not going to be able to... It's not going to happen because there'll be a civil war.
Well, were they worried about that more if Trump won or if he lost?
The election wasn't even over. Here we go. Look.
Yeah. I'm curious with those people. I wonder which outcome were more worried about. Because a lot of times they weren't clear.
Right.
It was just like, oh, God.
It was just a post. The year the Lions could win the Super Bowl, we're going to have a civil war.
Yeah. Well, looks like... I mean, I very limited, obviously, worldview driving down 75th Street, but I didn't see anyone fighting. Did you?
No.
Okay.
No.
I woke up this morning. I didn't see a bunch of alerts on TV. I didn't hear sirens. Actually, I did hear sirens because it's the tornado alert day, but I knew it was a tornado alert day. So, and honestly, it didn't even cross my mind.
No.
I mean, the election was called earlier than I think a lot of people thought it might be. By the time, depending on what time you went to bed, I saw a lot of people saying
that
they
woke up. Well, this is how I know nothing changed. At least in 24 hours. Because this morning I woke up, I went outside, and I had the water one thing on my door that said, we're going to turn off your water. There we go. No matter, right, left, doesn't matter. You sons of bitches are always turning off my water.
Earth keeps on spinning.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I called to pay for it. They don't take American Express.
What?
I'm like, what are you doing? They said they take Diners Club. I'm like, how do you take Diners Club and not American Express?
They won't take an American Express credit card, but they'll take Diners Club?
That's what it said.
Are you sure you didn't call like a, when they used to put those fake ads in the yellow pages and get people to call the wrong number? Yeah, that's true. How much is your water bill now? Do you know?
No, because I don't pay it.
Right.
So I think this is like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
It was $240.
Hold on. 3 or 4 months, it was $240?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, so I paid, I'm 2.5 months behind.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to pay it just the other day. It was $610. $610. Ooh. Yeah.
Might not that expensive.
I think maybe. I've got a buddy who travels for work, and he said one time he was out of town the entire month, and that his water bill was still $170. And I know it's like waste. It's sewer and all that, too. I don't know if it's the same in Overland Park. But still, to have a bill for $160.
Oh, no, I have a wastewater bill, too, that I don't pay.
And it's separate? Okay.
Yeah, that's separate. Yeah. They don't threaten to turn off my water. I think they threaten to take me collections for that. I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder what the normal bill is supposed to be for someone in Kansas City, because I've had people say, well, it's, $75, about $170. Whatever it is, I know it keeps going up. and it seems like a lot. And I start to think like you, Lazlo, where you go, maybe you could just say we get so much water for free. Like it's a necessity, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like the roads. We need them, so it'll just be part of the collective here. And if you go over, obviously you're using it for some sort of weed farm.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, right. Then, but, you know, figure out what it takes the normal, I don't know, family of six. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Yeah. How much water does a family of six use in normal cooking,
dishes? Not watering their lawn.
Or just say watering, yeah, even if you said it. But, you know, just a normal, what does it take, the average?
Yeah.
And then say that's the amount of water you get for free.
That's it. That's included.
And then if you go over that, then you got to pay.
Yeah.
Because I don't like the idea that people just, I know they do stuff to get the water into our house. I understand that. But I feel like, you know, water, you know, it should be a right.
It's like a thing that you have to do, though.
I know, you know, we're in a different day and age this morning. But the government is supposed to take care of us in some way.
Some things, yeah.
Like water seems like. I'm not saying, you know, give us free pop.
Right, no.
I'm not saying free candy bars, but like, you know.
They all want Dr. Pepper, just bring at least 12 cases.
Right, no, it's water.
It's just water. You know, like when Flint didn't have water, that seemed like that was a problem.
Like the government should oversee it.
Should have fixed that.
And be like, hey, where are your water guys?
Yeah.
Perfect.
And that's it. And with water, they take so long to turn off your water. And during COVID, they said they weren't turning it off, at least where I lived. So then it was like, I had no way of knowing when it was late, because it used to be I only knew when they told me they were about to turn it off, just like you, because there's no auto pay thing.
Right.
And then I went in there 1 month to try and pay, and they said that their website had been hacked or something. It was down for like 2 days. I was like, well, this is going to be a problem, because now I won't check this again for a month, and I'll be way behind. And that's exactly where I am. So I owe them like $600. So for water, it's just one of those things you look at and go, how did I get here? Probably should have done better. But I'm gonna be okay, because there are some sports going on today. Not as much as when we had the baseball playoffs and all that, but I got some soccer bets that are in Lazo. I got a handball bet that's looking good. And I got a football bet. There's some football games tonight.
You might have a problem.
There's a football game. Well, I'm not betting hundreds of dollars. You don't know what I'm betting. Leave me alone. You don't know. Why are you coming after me, bro?
I didn't come after you. I just said, you know, when you start betting handball.
What difference does it make? If it's handball or the Chiefs, what difference does it make?
Well, to give an idea on the Chiefs. Like, you're like, oh, this is an educated guess.
Well, okay,
but handball,
sure.
You're like, I don't know who these guys are. I'll just vote for the Chinese guy.
Well,
I asked you
if Kent State could beat
the Chinese guy. Probably small hands.
I asked
a guy with bigger hands.
I asked you earlier if Kent State could beat Ohio in football. That's an educated. I think that's who it was. Yeah. I don't remember the teams, but there's a couple of those smaller teams that are playing tonight. I asked you if Rutgers could lose a game to some team I've never heard of, Wagner Liberal Arts University. You said probably not. So
I don't think so.
Yeah, those are. You're right. Those are educated.
Handball
is like, I need something that's coming up. I need some action now, baby.
Slovenian soccer. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Well, that's, you know. No, that's not educated. But I need some action, you know, today. I don't want to wait until tonight.
I have somebody who bet on overnight ping pong, man. I'm just saying, I've seen it happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long way back.
Well, we'll see, okay?
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo!
All right. What do you want to talk about? The election?
Well, I see today is, every day is National Something Day, mm-hmm. you know? And today I saw that it's National Stress Awareness Day. I thought, well, it's a good day for it, because I see these people on social media who seem so stressed out, or family members who seem so stressed out. I, for one...
Are you stressed?
Did not... Do I look stressed to you? I got...
Yeah.
I do? You think I look stressed to you?
Yeah.
I'm really not stressed.
It looks like you are trying not to talk about the elephant in the room. And therefore avoiding it and putting your head in the sand.
Man.
And so therefore that may be the, you know, worst stress is the one that you bury down inside and don't let out.
You know.
I, on the other hand, I don't care.
You said, call it a comeback. Let me tell you something. I buried this 4 years ago. I said, all the political prognosticators and all that, I've just done it for so long. And it takes up so much time. And at the end of the day, it just wasn't. It was just making me. It was making me stressed, and like avoiding certain topics. I just, the whole thing. So, I mean, I think I've been pretty clear the last few months, the last few years, that even in the news, you know, I just don't follow it that closely. And so this time around, like last night, I don't know about you, but last night I watched some true crime stuff that was on TV and, you know, poked around Netflix there for a little while. I did get an alert on my phone. I fell asleep on the couch, and then I got an alert on my phone at some point after I'd fallen asleep and woke back up and moved to the bedroom. And the thing I saw on my alert when I went to bed was, I don't remember which newspaper it was, but it said something like, how Donald Trump did it. So, yeah. Something like that. And I knew, like, okay, so Trump won.
Yeah.
And that was basically it until this morning. When I woke up this morning, I got, obviously,
what
more details
on
it. She, same thing. We were watching the same thing. She wasn't looking at stuff. So, yeah, this morning when I got up, she was already working. But when I got up this morning, she seemed, she actually said something about how there's people in her orbit that are stressed out. Like, she knows someone who took the day off of work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, they were that stressed. And she was like, I don't. I was like, yeah, you know, I guess if you sit and watch cable news, if you get really dug in on one side and you know what I mean?
Right.
You know that feeling. You've been there before. There's been times where you wanted someone to win. And, you know, especially like in my early, mid-20s, and I would just get this absolute unreasonable level of stress over a national presidential election. And, yeah. I don't know. Right. This is the least I've paid attention to it since I was an adult.
Well, there you go.
So, you? Were you watching
I watched
the
it
whole
all
thing?
Night, yeah.
Yeah. I figured
I
yesterday
it,
based
I
on
in,
what you were
like,
saying.
I liked the numbers aspect of it.
Yeah,
like
when they do all the predictions and all that.
You know, the exit polls of who voted for what and who didn't vote for what.
Those exit polls have just so many times in the past been so wrong that it's to the point now where it feels like, does it mean anything? One thing I hadn't seen before is all these people talking this time around, and maybe you remember this in the past, but I don't, or people kept talking about how the pollsters were lying or harvesting or whatever they're doing because the media wants people to think that Trump is closer than he really is so that they don't get apathetic.
Well, he was really close.
I didn't understand that. Like, that's
so
a conspiracy,
close,
folks. That's a conspiracy theory. Like, if you really think that every pollster in the country or that the media is lying about the poll results altogether so that people don't realize how far ahead Kamala actually is and get comfortable, that is insane talk. Yeah. I've never heard of that before this time. Have you?
Well... Not, I mean, maybe, I should, not to, but I feel like when, what was it, 2000, whatever, when the polls were so wrong 16? With Kerry.
Oh, 2004?
Right, I feel like after that, people didn't trust the polls, they talked about the polls, and then the media and the polls, so I feel like that's when you started hearing more about...
Yeah, just this idea that the media was like, they're going to control what the polls say so that people don't
get apathetic.
I think
that's when all those conspiracies started happening.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, so I thought that was interesting that there seemed to be people who were absolutely convinced that there was no chance in hell that Trump was going to win. And I just like, I'm curious where they got that idea, you know? And because it wasn't from the media. The media was saying it was neck and neck yesterday when we were talking about it. We were, even as voting had been going on for hours and all that early voting, they were still just saying it's neck and neck. They had really had nothing.
You found yourself in a bubble.
I guess that's just what it is.
All your friends and people are voting. If you're, you know, if you're a liberal, you surround yourself in a bubble. And if you're, you know, a conservative, then you surround yourself in a bubble. And you're like, how can we lose? Everyone I talk to. I think that's what made the Trump people so upset last time. Like, how could we lose? Everyone I talk to, every algorithm I see, without using the word algorithm, every time I go on Facebook, it's just filled with people saying Trump's the best.
Mm-hmm.
How could we lose?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense because we've gotten into this world where we don't like to hear things that we don't like. And so, therefore, you know, it's not about giving you the news. It's about getting you on this site to use clicks and sell you things. So, therefore, why would I give you news information that you don't like?
Exactly.
You then would go to another news information outlet that would give you the stuff that you do like.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can go to MSNBC, you can go to Fox News, whatever it is.
Yep.
You can go to whichever one it is, and that way you don't tune out.
And we are
we're
geographically divided, too. And I think a lot of people, like in 2020, people that lived in rural America, they didn't see Biden signs, Biden flags. They saw Trump stuff everywhere they went. If you go to rural America, you still see the Trump stuff. If you live in an urban area, if you live in my neighborhood, there was not a single Trump sign anywhere in my actual neighborhood. It was all Kamala stuff. It was all left-leaning stuff. So we are geographically divided, too. And if you stay in that, you got both bubbles. You've got where you live, and then you've got the media that you choose to consume, the friends that you have on Facebook, which is just kind of an extension of that.
Right.
And so somehow you get this idea. But I would think, too, that some of these people who were so convinced that Kamala was going to win, that it wasn't even close. I know some of these people. I know they're old enough to have lived through 2020, 2016. Right. Like, they've been through this before. They've been, and I don't know. It just amazes me. I never thought that any candidate, one way or the other, was way ahead of the other. Because the media wasn't telling me that. And when I say the media, not just Fox and MSNBC.
We know
but
that. I mean, it's, you know.
The polls weren't telling
close.
Me. What's
you know,
that?
And the division in the world, in the United States, of the people who vote, you know, it's, you know, 5-6 points one way or the other, which, you know, in the world of politics, that's a landslide, and Trump just kicked her ass last night. Like, it wasn't close.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think about the amount of registered voters in, you know, 2% in this county, 1% in this county, it's still close, you know?
Right.
It's still close, even though, you know, he won in a landslide. It's still close. So, again, depending on where you live, depending on where you work, depending on how much money you have, depending on your race, right? All of these things, you tend to probably surround yourself and then, you know,
hear what
the internet
you hear.
Doesn't help. It's not even hear what you want to hear. It's you hear what is around you.
Yeah.
And we're so, you know, in these bubbles now that it is just what it is. You don't need to go anywhere. I don't know the fact. Maybe I feel like my dad, if he turned on TV, Walter Cronkite, he wasn't worried about whether he was right or left and who would stay through the commercials if they got mad at him.
Yeah.
He just said what was he reported.
Here's what's going
as,
on.
Right.
I'm just telling you.
That's it. Now it's like, I don't. What'd she say? Did she say Trump was losing? Did he say, you know, Kamala was losing? Well, I'm going to go to the other station.
Yeah.
Why? Because that station will make me feel good.
Yeah.
It's all about making you feel good now. That's it.
Yeah. And we've seen it. It's been going on, like I said, for quite a few elections now.
And I'm not saying I'm above it. I'm part of it. I'm just, you know, it is what it is.
I do think it was interesting. I don't know if this is true. Maybe you saw this since you were following it more closely. But one of the things I saw today was that this
I honestly didn't start following it until the weekend. So.
But you have read. You were following it yesterday and today.
Yesterday and today, yeah.
Because I saw something that said Trump. He won the popular vote this time, but he won with fewer votes than he received in 2020. Total votes.
Yesterday we were talking about it.
I know.
Look at it. I think there's less votes than voted
last
time.
That's what I was going to ask. Is it going to end up being fewer votes? Because I read you those things yesterday. It's been more.
I think it's fewer votes.
Every presidential election, that number's gone up in total voters. So when I saw that this morning, I was like, well, does that mean that thing we were talking about yesterday has come to an end? Because they said he won, but I don't know if that's true or not. It was like a tweet or something that I saw from maybe the New York Times, something like that. And they said he got like 69 point something million. Yeah. And that last time around, he got 70 million.
Right,
I don't remember exactly, but that it was fewer overall votes. And I was like, well, that's kind of crazy. And what does that mean? Of course, they were saying it meant that people didn't like Kamala, that a lot of Democrats didn't, or a lot of people that voted for Biden last time around, at least, decided not to vote for president this time. Either didn't come out at all or just didn't vote for president. And I assume, you know, I don't have a better theory, so I assume you know there's probably something to that.
Well, I mean, if that's the number's the number.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, but the theory of maybe they just really didn't like Kamala, it's like, yeah, well, what other theory is there, right?
Right, I mean, that's the only theory there is.
At the very least, even if they didn't dislike her, she didn't motivate them enough to go vote, or the fear of Trump, whatever it was that motivated them last time, it wasn't there this time.
He outperformed himself. Like, so, I know his numbers were up and people can say that, but like, if you went back and looked at like the, you know, and you can do it, if you went back and looked at certain counties, even the counties that he lost, like in Pennsylvania. So like, you know, to Biden, he lost, I'm just giving you a rough estimate, 80 to 20, right?
Yeah.
Well, this time it was like 78-22.
Okay.
And that was basically every county you put on. So even in those Democratic strongholds, he made
gains.
Small gains, which give you the state when we're so divided.
Yeah, I mean, the swing states.
Right.
Well, they called Pennsylvania. Actually, you know what? And that's what I'd heard last night. I heard Pennsylvania at some point. Maybe I had fallen asleep, but I heard it and I felt like, oh, it's early. If they've already called Pennsylvania for him, I thought he's probably either won or he's going to win this thing. And then, like I said, later I saw the notification that just said how Trump organized this comeback or whatever. I was like, okay, well, that's that. So here we are. You know what we should have done? Whether you're left or right or center, we all should have probably bought Bitcoin yesterday.
Last night.
Probably should have bought Bitcoin. Didn't even dawn on us. Those guys that bet 5-10 grand on Kamala winning, some of those people that I saw online that were, again, so convinced. Oof. I mean, maybe some of them have the money to cover it, but
they're a gambler. It is what it is. I mean, I feel like I watch it in the same sense. I mean, I have my political ideologies. I feel like when it gets to like watching what's happening on the election, I find myself watching it like a football game. Like, oh, damn.
It's a sport.
What's going on? Yeah. You know, who won this and by how much and whatever.
And they cover it like a sport. Especially on election night. Yeah.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Well, we're going to do the news coming up here in just a second. And I don't think you'll be surprised to know that if you go on really any news website right now, it's almost 100% election stuff.
Sure.
I mean, it's the biggest story in the country. So we got to talk about that. I did manage to find a couple other things, too, to squeeze in there. But it's mostly election stuff. That's the big news today, is that Trump won. It didn't take forever to count the votes.
You can gamble on abortions in Missouri.
Exactly.
Congratulations. You excited about that?
Very. I voted for those things. And
you voted for abortions?
I voted for abortions, and I voted for
gambling on abortions?
Yes, and I tried to parlay those to gamble on abortions, like you said, but I couldn't figure out a way to do it. So I know that's what they mean.
Well, I'm hoping you can sit outside a clinic and be like, what do you think? 50-50, she gets one. 60-40, she's here because she's got crabs and isn't going to get an abortion?
That's the game.
Like, I mean, I can parlay this, you know. I say plus 550, she's got crabs and is getting an abortion.
Oh, you have to be specific about the STD?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that could get tough. But I bet you get good at it with some experience.
I mean, you could get less odds if you just said has venereal disease. But that's only putting plus 100.
I don't like that.
But it might, be minus 230 if she's walking into a clinic, so...
Yeah, probably, because overall, vast majority,
got a good chance.
Yeah. We would learn that stuff after playing for a while.
Yeah, but so I mean, maybe the casinos would be ahead on that. They'd know.
They'll know. The casino always knows.
Yeah.
Although, I think they're wrong about this.
Minus 150 going in, venereal disease. But then when you start to pick the venereal disease, then...
That's where the money's
when
at.
You can really make some money.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point. The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
What's the up? News.
Yeah, give it to me.
Yeah. Well, I know you already know the answer to this.
What is it?
Who won the election?
Donald J. Trump. I don't know what the J stands for.
Jerry.
Jorge.
Yeah, Jerry. That sounds right. Jerry. What if it's one of those where it doesn't stand for anything and it's just there to make him sound...
Like Homer and Jay Simpson?
Yeah, some of those, you know. And there's people I've heard that actually done that, but I'm guessing his has a name. Where it's just the initial?
It was just B.
Yeah. It does make you sound... You know, if you've got that middle initial there, if you go to say a first and last name and you've got that initial, it does make you sound a little more successful. Which, I'll tell you who's successful today, Donald Trump, because he won that son of a gun.
Look what happened. Is this crazy?
Overnight, a stunning victory for Donald Trump. The 45th president is now set to serve again as the nation's 47th.
This will truly be the golden age of America.
The former president flipping back critical battlegrounds he lost in 2020.
This will... forever be remembered as the day the American people regained control of their country. It's time to put the divisions of the past 4 years behind us. It's time to unite, and we're going to try.
Okay, well, that's something that's I talked about yesterday, right? I'd like it if we unite. I'd like it if we try to put these divisions behind. I played that Cody Johnson fellow that I never heard of before.
I think the dude's a coward.
You put Cody Johnson?
Trump,
why?
Yes.
For what?
He only beats women in elections. Dude couldn't beat a dude.
Ooh, wow.
Straight up against a dude.
I hadn't thought about that.
Gets his ass whacked. But you know what? Wait for a woman to run.
I hadn't heard that.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Well, I thought you voted for him, though.
Well, yeah, but I mean, was that or vote for a woman?
Okay, well, I mean, God, you bring up so many good points. I just hadn't heard any of this.
I was like, well, okay. I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm telling you why he won.
Yeah, well.
I was like, when he's running against a dude, I'm like, not that guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, what about this lady? I'm like, woo. Walk that back a minute.
Do you think, because I did see people talking about this, you had Hillary lose and you had Kamala lose.
Yeah.
Now, Obama was black. He got elected twice.
He's a black dude.
So, right. So does this show, is this any type of evidence that America does not want women to be president? Or is it just the candidates themselves that they did not like?
Wait.
Is it a gender thing, or is it just the candidates that they didn't like?
Yes.
Yes to both? Yes.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, well, I don't know. How, you know, look, I'm a gambler. Gamblers... You go, you hope past predicts future, right? You're like, oh, look at Ohio State. They've been really good the last three games. I bet you they're going to be really good this fourth game, right? That's it. That's what you go on. So if I look in the past, I'm like, well, Donald Trump ran against a woman. And he smoked her. And then Donald Trump ran against a dude that couldn't beat any other dudes for a long time. And then just got smoked. And then Donald Trump ran against a woman and smoked her. So, like, if I'm a betting man, if he runs again, which I'm sure he will, if he runs against a guy, I'd take the guy. If he runs against a woman, I'd take him.
Yeah, if it's just one woman, then you can make the argument that maybe it was the candidate specifically. But it's been two women now. That's enough data.
Yes.
It shows that America does not want a woman president, ever. In anyone's lifetime is alive right now. The people who are alive now vote.
Look, I'm not taking futures for 2050. I don't know what happens then, but right now, ladies, run for Senate or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. We seem to be all right with that.
Yeah. I think most of that stuff, just not president. That's the office. The one, I mean, and women have overcome a lot. But that's the one thing, that Oval Office there, it's just eluded women. And I know they say other countries all over the world, they've all had female leaders. Okay, well, we're not every other country, though, are we? We're the red, white, and blue. And we do things differently over here.
Yeah.
And seem to be doing okay. I mean,
as of right now,
doing pretty good, right, overall?
I feel like we are.
Got some things we could work on, of course, things we could do better. But overall.
Comparatively.
Yeah. You travel the world. If you just get dropped in a random country right now,
that's
at
a
random,
pretty good
the odds
get dropped in.
Yeah,
I mean, unless you're trans.
Well, that trans woman won in Delaware, so I guess if you do get dropped in Delaware. Overall, it did seem like that was a big
big
issue. A lot of signs that said stuff about it. I saw one
those
last night
with the dude dressed up like a woman in jail. Like that played. We can laugh about that all we want. Like, that played. Like, you're like, well, look, you're like, I don't like exit polls. Well, you can look at the actual people who voted.
This was...
Like, 4 years ago, Biden smoked Trump with Latino men and black men. This time around, that ain't the same.
Well,
what made them love Trump? I think, one, they're like, you know, I'm a little bit tired of being told I suck.
Mm-hmm.
And that I'm a bad person because I'm a guy. I'm a little bit tired of that. Two, that's a female president. Three, the price of bread is really
they
high.
They said that was the big
and
one.
And four, why is this dude got lipstick on? Like, and maybe you're offended by that, and could be totally offensive in nature. But those commercials ran for a reason. I will tell you right now, if that does not play with a certain amount of people, those commercials don't run.
No, exactly.
They are focus group to death.
This was a sign.
To death.
This was a sign outside some Missouri polling stations says no on three. And it says no tax paid child sex change surgery. That's for the abortion thing.
Yeah.
No on three. No tax paid child sex change surgery. If that's real. I saw it on Reddit, so it could have been Photoshopped or AI.
Well, I saw a commercial about it.
You did? Where they used that?
Well, I don't know if they used that exact verbiage, but it was... we're with you. We want women to have control of their bodies is basically the commercial.
Okay.
But then it said, but this goes too far and let's,
turn
your male baby into a girl or whatever. And then people are like, ah!
Okay, that my mom's mailer that she got might have said something like that.
Cut to Charlemagne the God saying, Jesus Christ, women are playing men's sports, and that's it.
They used him in a commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not see that.
Charlemagne the God in like a video, and it was him and another guy.
He was the one who said, Donald Trump, I'm for you?
For a no on three?
No, just for Trump in general.
Yeah.
But that one that said, you know, Kamala's for they, them, Trump's for you, it was that commercial?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe I did see it. I just don't remember seeing him in there. So, yeah, Trump won. Kamala, she didn't come out to speak to her supporters last night.
Because I thought that all that stuff played, and it was two black guys talking about it. Now, I did hear that Charlemagne the God sued Trump.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or is in the process of, he's like, hey, you edited that.
He's very
taken out of context.
What I said, right.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not supportive of Trump.
No, but I always wonder, too, like, even if you're not supportive of someone, if you're, like, in the media, are they allowed to take a clip of you and use it for a campaign purpose? I know artists sue all the time, or at least send cease and desist and say, can't use my music anymore. I always wondered how that worked with people who are journalists or... you know, I guess morning show host, whatever. Last night, Kamala, the crowd was waiting for her to come out and speak at Howard, and she didn't come out. Instead, someone else came out and said, Kamala's not coming out, so go home.
We still have votes to count, so you won't hear from the vice president tonight. But you will hear from her tomorrow. She will be back to address not only the HU family, not only to address her supporters, but to address the nation.
So, I mean, it sounded to me like a little bit of booing there, at least a little, oh, we've been waiting here. But she didn't come out. Now, she did call Trump today. I saw that, and she congratulated him. I actually saw that just, what, a couple hours ago? Something like that. So, people thought she wasn't going to, because there was some talk of that this morning on
line.
No, about saying that, will she not concede? Is she not going to say anything? Is she not going to call him? Is she not going to give a speech? Is she going to do what he did? And I just thought, well, I think, you know, it wasn't overly close, but I could see why she waited until this morning.
I was up late last night, and they said last night she tried to call him.
Oh, okay.
And he was unavailable.
So, there you go.
But literally it said, Kamala has tried to reach out to Donald Trump. He was unavailable. I'm sure, like, it came.
She wasn't reaching out to him to argue with him.
And he's sitting there with Joe Rogan.
Right.
Elon Musk, like, we just won, and he's like, voicemail.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's exactly what I pictured when it happened. Like, look who's calling. And then Rogan's like, send it a voicemail.
And that's that.
Mm-hmm.
I did see that girl that was kind of gone viral. I actually feel kind of bad. Did you see the girl who's named Kamala Harris and she lives in, I think she lives in Massachusetts or somewhere? The media just happened to find this girl. She's like probably in her mid to late 20s. And her name happens to be Kamala Harris. And they went to her and asked her who she was going to vote for. And she, you know, talked about how it would be dumb to pick a candidate just based on their name or because they had the same name as you. And so this is the quote that they are
how
going
How does someone
with.
Get Kamala Harris's vote?
So Kamala supports abortion, which I really like. Trump says that he supports weed, which I really like.
She's trying to come to a decision. She said weed. So Kamala supports abortion, which I really like. Trump supports weed, which I really like. And that's the quote that's everywhere.
No.
Kamala Harris didn't know who she was going to vote for.
That was basically what you voted for.
Who, me?
Yeah, you're like, I like weed, I like gambling.
Did Kamala Harris not
like
weed?
Abortions?
I don't know. I did see that Florida...
She said she was going to make it legal federally.
Okay, so I did see that Florida had on their ballot, they had weed and abortion there. And man, Florida, they were the only ones with abortion on their ballot who said,
no,
but they needed the 60%, which is kind of ridiculous. But if that was for the weed, I don't know if that's, did they need 60% for the abortion thing too?
Yes,
oh, they needed it for both? Okay.
Amendment 3, the legalization of marijuana use would make it recreational if it passed. But Decision Desk HQ projects voters have rejected that amendment. Yeah. Amendment 4, this one overturns the state's 6-week abortion ban. And right now, again, Decision Desk HQ also projects that will not pass.
Yeah, they didn't pass in Florida.
But it wasn't rejected. It was 57-43.
I understand. I'm saying it's over now.
Yeah.
But yes. That was the one. They kind of stood out. That state stood out. But they've got the 60% thing there.
Right.
So the other states, like Missouri, you got sports betting. You got, you know, they voted yes on 3. Was it yes?
Yes on three. Yeah.
But, you know, it's 50-some percent. So if Missouri had a 60% threshold that they had to cross, I don't think they would have gotten it either. I don't remember the gambling, but I think they were both in the 50s somewhere, but 56, something like that. So there you go, Laszlo, the big election day news. Sure. Yeah, and today's the day after. So now what do we do? What do you think Biden was thinking, too? Because, you know, there's been all these rumors that Biden's wife, that Biden, there's even a rumor that his wife got into it with some of Kamala's people at something, somewhere, sure. Because Jill doesn't think that Joe should have had to step down. They mm-hmm. think that, you know, Kamala put pressure on Biden to step down, and the party to put pressure on him to step down, and that they don't get along. Do you think there's any part of him that selfishly was like, well, I could beat him, you couldn't?
Yeah.
That's how it goes. I mean, Absolutely. How could you not have a bit of that? As anybody who's ever tried to do anything, if you've ever, any type of competition, there has to be part of
him
that's like...
I think if he's not thinking that, he's like, I did beat him.
Yep.
You guys forced me to step down, which I will say I didn't like at the time. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, well, and now he's like, I could at least lose by that much.
Right. That's it.
I could have lost by that much. How about that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I was going to lose any more states.
Yeah.
I may have lost them by more, but who knows? We'll never know now.
So, that's that. And now I guess we wait until what? January 20th or something? And everything will just... This is what are they... Is this considered a lame duck presidency now?
Why?
Now that he's... Biden's done?
Yeah.
Did we enter lame duck? Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if it... Did we start calling him lame duck as soon as he said he wouldn't be running again? Maybe. I don't know either. But now you just wait until January, and then we'll get those press conferences from Trump. I'll never forget those first press conferences from Trump the last time around. I don't expect it to be as... Well, you know what? I'm just not even going to say it. I'm just saying I don't expect it to be as entertaining as last time. People weren't used to Trump and Trump as president, right? So last time around, the media covered every single thing he did. And they'll try this time, but I don't know that it makes as big a news this time. I don't know. Maybe their ratings will be just as big. Who knows?
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
The order of hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
I like your hat on backwards.
You think it still works with the headphones on and everything?
Yeah, I think it looks great. I mean, a hat on backwards guy, you know that.
Well, we're on Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. So doing radio for years, one of the benefits is that no one can see you.
Yeah.
But now that we're streaming, I have to be somewhat aware of the fact that people can see. And I was trying to watch Nick's show earlier while he went down to smoke, and I realized, you know, they're just looking at the back of my bald head. And I thought, where's that Tom Brady at? Yeah, for me, because I was just sitting here with my back to the camera.
See.
And I thought, I should just put on that Tom Brady.
I think it looks good.
I have to look at that. Thanks. Backwards, right? Better than...
Yeah.
This hat's a little weird, so...
I would wear it backwards for you. I think it looks
cool.
Good.
People wear their hats backwards? Like when
people
you go
our
to,
age. I don't think young people
your kids'
should.
Age don't do it.
I don't think they should be allowed to.
And do they? I don't know, because I'm not around
maybe
kids.
Maybe sometimes,
often.
But yeah. No, not very
Why shouldn't
often.
They be allowed to?
That's an older guy thing.
You think it's like a generational thing?
Yeah, for sure.
Gen X, millennial.
Ken Griffey Jr. started it.
Okay.
Yep. If you don't see him play, then you can't do it.
And that's that. Well, good.
You can do whatever you want. You know, you do your stuff, whatever.
But I can do this.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me a poser. Fireball. They make, whiskey for kids. I don't know. They make good flavored, it's whiskey, right?
Just cinnamon whiskey.
Just cinnamon whiskey. And they've got a big promotional thing that they're doing. It is getting a lot of attention. You may have seen it. This Crier Ball thing. Have you seen this?
Mm-mm.
Oh. So they claim they are making Fireball with the tears of NFL fans. And that they're actually sending people out to collect these tears. They said they're actually going to be like at the Cowboys game this weekend to collect
Fireball
tears.
Fireball has announced a new drink that may be perfect for you Cowboys fans. It's called Crier Ball. It will be made of tears from disappointed football fans. Mm. The tear collectors will be standing outside AT&T Stadium this Sunday after the Cowboys versus the Eagles game. As you leave, the collectors will use eyedroppers and jars to grab any tears.
When have you seen someone crying at a team's loss? Like actually crying? Because I saw a kid crying after the Royals lost Game 7. I was at that game.
Oh, really?
And he was crying. He was like 11 years old. And he was like, it's never going to happen again. And his dad was like, well, That's what it's like being a sports fan. But we all felt it. We were like, that's kind of what we want to do right now. But I can't think of someone else that I've seen really bawling over a sports loss. Can you? I know you got a little choked up when Cal Ripken set the record.
Yeah, but
that's
losses.
A good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I get more emotional on the good things.
Right. So as far as losing.
I think Euro cried when he was real little when the Seahawks lost the Super Bowl. The second one.
Was that when they threw instead of Grant? Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he wasn't the only Hawks fan that
of
year.
Of course, yeah.
But to just actually see people cry, and I get it, this is a promotional thing from Fireball, but it seems like it would be very, very difficult to collect even one tear. Now, I will say that if they are able to collect these tears from people who are still crying, I mean, also the idea that you'd be crying as a Cowboys fan, you already know that the season's
kind of... Well, I mean, the pain doesn't go away.
No, but... To cry like that, it seems like it would be for an unexpected loss, a really big game. That's the stadiums they should be at. But maybe they get these tears. They do say that they will be sterilizing them. It'll go through a sterilization process. And I would think that putting it in a bottle of whiskey probably sterilizes it. But
okay, they can do something else with it.
They say that it'll go through a sterilization process, and then the
now, do they tell you what fans they are?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't
are these the tears of Cowboys fans?
Right.
Because that's where I would buy it.
You want to drink the tears of your enemies.
I don't want to drink tears of someone I don't care about.
Yeah, that's the whole point. You want to drink tears of Raiders fans or whatever.
Exactly.
But I didn't see anywhere on there where it said which team it would be. It just the bottle just said Crier Ball.
Dallas,
maybe with the real tears. Yeah, they were going to Dallas. That was a story from a news story from Dallas that I found audio for. But they made it sound like it would be multiple NFL teams.
I just hope
they
label it with who's
tears. Nice.
I hope it's Crier Ball Dallas edition.
Yeah,
Crier Ball whatever edition.
And you just find the rival market because it'd be cool if you could buy all of them.
Yeah.
But still, you could you stock up a few more.
Of course,
I don't know that. Who would Chiefs fans, who
Raiders
are they happiest?
Tears,
it used to be Raiders and Broncos, but now it seems
Bills,
like the
tears.
Bills they like beating.
You drink all those Bengals. Guys' tears, though, right?
Yeah, well, I mean...
You drink Raiders' tears, wouldn't you?
Of course.
I mean, you still hate them.
It'd be hard to get Raiders.
Just because you dominate them doesn't mean you still don't hate them.
Well, they moved, and there's all that, so it just felt like the rivalry. But yeah, it'll always be deep in my blood, the Raiders. I mean, that would... You could... Call yourself a Chiefs fan by just calling yourself a Raider hater. They sold as many of those shirts as they did Chiefs shirts at one point. So I'll always hate the Raiders. But I do hate the Bills right now. I don't know that I hate their fans. I don't hate their fans. But I really don't like Josh Allen. I like seeing him lose.
I don't like Josh Allen at all.
I really like seeing him
lose.
I don't
lose. Like Buffalo. I don't like anything in Buffalo.
Just something about it.
Actually, I kind of feel like Buffalo would be a cool place to live. But I don't like the Bills.
I don't have a problem with Buffalo. I don't know anything about the city. I don't have a problem with the fans. They seem like good fans. I could say I feel sort of bad for them. I don't really. They went to the Super Bowl three times in a row when I was a kid and blew it. So
four, right?
Was it four in a row?
I think.
Well, anyhow, I don't feel bad for them, really. But I don't like Josh Allen. There's just certain quarterbacks I don't like that guy. We were talking about it yesterday on Twitch, actually, I think, when you went down
to
smoke.
The Buffalo Wings are pretty badass.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
It's
and I thought for me, like, I think you'd hate Buffalo. I thought for me, like, I feel like, you know, probably in the summer it's cool. You know, it's big enough that, you know, there's stuff going
on.
You know. And then in the wintertime, I think it just snows, like, you know, 500 feet. You just stay in your house.
Yeah. I don't know enough.
That
I like.
You couldn't even take Seattle, so.
Well, Seattle, I just couldn't take clouds all year round.
And
like
not
the
being
sun
stuck,
never.
But this is going to be cloudy and snowy. Like, you'd hate it.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like a place that I would think I'd want to move, that's for sure. But I really don't know anything about it. But yeah, everything's got something. They've got Buffalo wings. That's a pretty good thing to have. A woman in Houston, she tried selling her...
She's a whore.
She tried selling her newborn on Facebook. She found a woman who said that she wanted to adopt this kid, and this woman came to the hospital, watched this other woman give birth to the baby. The mother, the biological mother, kept referring to this woman who'd come to the hospital as the mom. Oh, when the doctors come in, we'll ask her mom what she wants. She'd signed paperwork and everything, but then the authorities show up because they're like, hey, We need to talk to this woman. And she knew immediately. It would appear, at least, this woman knew immediately what was going on because she asked the new adoptive mother to leave the room so that she could talk to these people because they found that she had been trying to sell her newborn on Facebook. Mm. And I don't know what you get for a newborn, but, well, I only saw one of the prices that was mentioned, and it wasn't very much.
Investigators obtained conversations with at least seven people on social media where they say Bryson was asking for money in exchange for the baby. Including this one, where she says, quote, I'd ask for a minimum of $150 up front. Police arrested Bryson at the hospital for open warrants. This week, she was arrested for trying to sell the baby boy.
$125? That's it? $150? I mean,
why can't you sell a baby?
I don't know. I mean, can you? Is there some legal way to do it?
I would think.
In the United States? Like, that they call it something else? Right. I mean, will they pay you when you put a baby up for adoption?
Put a baby in you. Because his wife can't give birth, and you can do that, and they pay you.
Yeah, you can be paid.
A lot of times, adoptive parents will pay for rent, medical bills, food.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've seen that stuff. Yeah, so
count that as right, that's what I'm saying. And cash, usually. Like, you know, they give you money.
Yeah, I don't know.
So why can't you?
Didn't that happen in Juneau? Did they take care of her in Juneau? Was that why she got so close with Justin Bateman, right, maybe? I don't remember. I don't know. And he's got a rough go of it without being adopted to begin with. The mother doesn't look like she would be a mother. Obviously, she doesn't sound like she's ready to be a mother. The woman who was going to adopt this kid seemed great. From what little bit I saw of her on the news, she seemed awesome. Seemed like it was all planned out, ready to go. She seemed like she'd make a great mother. So I don't know if this kid's still going to end up with that woman or not. But right, I'm sure they'll help you out. Just like, you know, those things that you're mentioning, the rent, whatever. $150 is not very much. Now, I'm not saying the baby's healthy because actually they said it may have been addicted to drugs when it was born. But let's say that it wasn't. What's that worth? I don't know. If someone told me that kids are worth thousands,
baby's worth less.
I think so. Like, if someone's going to buy it on the open market, I'm sure they would say this one's going to need some sort of medication for withdrawal or whatever. It's going to go through withdrawal. That seems
right, like it's got fetal alcohol syndrome or something.
Right. I would think that that's worth less. If you're just paying for it, is that rude for me to say that?
I think so, but accurate.
Is it?
I don't think you're allowed to say it, but it's accurate.
Well, I'm not trying to say that you as a human being are actually worth less to society because you were born addicted to drugs or you were born with fetal alcohol syndrome.
Right, you are, actually.
I'm saying that someone who would want to pay cash for a baby would probably pay less for you.
Your humanity is worth less.
No, I'm saying that someone who wants to pay cash for a baby would probably pay less for you.
Because they're worth less.
To them, yeah. Not to me, but I don't want to pay cash for a baby anyway, so... We know that they're worth less, okay? As a baby on the open market, obviously those are going to be things. What else are they going to list in there when they're listing the features of this baby?
Healthy, happy
baby. They're going to say, here's the gender, here's the race, here's their parents' IQ. They're going to go through all this. They do that at sperm banks, right? Don't they tell you what the sperm donor's IQ was and what he does for a living? Or is that just in the movies? I've never bought sperm before.
I don't know. Well, you've bought it before.
I've never bought sperm. You were going to say something. Okay.
98.9 The Rock, your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
All right, so you're North Korean and you...
Yeah, you're born and raised.
You leave North Korea and what's the first thing you do?
Yeah, because if you're born there, all you get is Korean television. You're only allowed to watch, you know, some would call it propaganda. I know Laszlo would get upset if I say that because he'd say that we're all watching propaganda in our respective countries. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're just not allowed to access a lot of things. So they say, so I've heard... that aren't approved by the Supreme Leader. So if you get online, if you are someone who has access to the internet, it's very limited access to the internet, and I don't even know exactly who those people would be, but they must have internet because they're building nukes and stuff. Somebody must be able to Google things. But North Korean troops, some of them at least, have now gotten the chance to go travel. Maybe not travel the world, but travel part of the world. They're in Russia. They've been sent to Russia because they're supposed to be helping Russia out in this war against Ukraine. And I don't know how long they're supposed to be there. There was all this talk when North Korea said they were sending soldiers. People said, well, these North Korean soldiers are going to want to defect. Once they get to another country, they're going to try and stay in that country, or they might try and stay in Ukraine. And people planned on this so much so that Ukrainians actually said they were organizing groups that their specific purpose would be to speak to the Korean soldiers and help them defect and, and move to Ukraine, I guess, at least get out of North Korea and help them be in Ukraine for a while. But the thing that we should have been predicting, we didn't. We saw the news that they were going over there, and we all thought, oh, crazy, North Korea is sending troops.
In the past few weeks, North Korea has now become more directly involved. The Supreme Leader, Kim Jong-un, has deployed over 10,000 troops to Russia. So what does all that mean? What are North Korean soldiers capable of, and how might the West respond?
What are they capable of, Lazo? What are North Korean troops in the news for now?
I have no idea. They're getting hookers.
They're hooked on porn.
Yeah.
They're hooked on internet
porn. Well, of course, man. Yeah,
they got the internet. And
now
they
always wins.
Now they're hooked on porn. And I wonder,
you can't get porn in North Korea?
I guess not. That's
I'm starting to rethink my take.
I know. It's pretty bad, right?
Why not?
I don't know. I guess it's not allowed. Verboten. Can't have it.
Okay, I don't like
off
that.
Limits. I don't think you... A lot of them probably just don't have access to the internet, though.
Negotiation. You can work that out with...
Okay. Yeah, you might be able to, because if you're going to get special treatment as a propagandist, then you might get a computer with internet anyway. I just think a lot of them probably don't have access to the internet. So maybe if they had the means, maybe they could look at porn.
You don't even need the internet. Just give you a hard drive full of stuff you like.
I used to do that. I still do that.
You still do that.
I do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just for, like, if the internet goes down or if you're moving and you haven't set up new internet yet. You know, now, of course, I know you can use your phone as a hotspot and all that, but
sure.
For a while, it was just a
safety measure. I'm just saying, I hadn't reconsidered the fact that I might move to North Korea until just this very second.
Finally found something, huh?
Yeah, I don't love that.
I mean, I don't know if sports betting on your phone is legal either.
I mean, I can't watch it in Kansas either, so it's not like people are like, oh, look at that.
Right.
North Korea is this crazy communist place. Like, you literally can't watch it where I live, so... I just would like a workaround if that. I'm like, when I talk to the Supreme Leader,
yeah,
I'll be like, yo, I know what it's like. I'm in Kansas, so
yeah.
There's no difference. But in Kansas, some dude told me about this VPN thing. You guys got those or not? What do we got? Because Kansas and North Korea are the same.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds about right. I can't argue that. I saw someone's calling what the North Koreans, I don't know who it was that said this first, or otherwise I give them credit. It might have been the New York Post, I don't know, but they said that North Korean soldiers are fighting their own Battle of the Bulge, which pretty good dad joke.
Oh, man.
Come on. Oh, okay, earlier you said you were cracking up.
Yeah, that was funny.
You were getting such a big kick out of that.
Yeah.
But they write Battle of the Bulge, and you're going to get a kick out of that?
Yeah, you paying for funny.
You definitely can't say all that. Look, you're moving to North Korea.
A new day today.
You're moving to North Korea.
Say whatever we want.
He's not president yet. You moved to North Korea.
Close enough.
And you can't have, but you can't have porn. Would you do it? How long can you go without internet porn? You've gone without it a certain amount of time in Kansas, I guess, although you've got your workarounds. You're illegally accessing. Lazo is illegally accessing pornography.
That's
I want
true.
Someone to look into that.
Yeah, I am. That's absolutely true.
Yeah, so you found a workaround. How long can you go without porn?
I found a workaround in North Korea.
But how long can you go? You'd still need porn all the time as an adult?
Well, yes.
I mean, how?
Not all the time, but I mean, yeah.
I'm
going to like some porn. I like it to be available, for sure.
How long do you think you could go without porn before it became a serious problem? Like, if you didn't have VPNs and you didn't have any porn saved on your computer, all those things, you had to go without it for a while. How long before it becomes a serious...
I could go without it.
You'd go without it forever.
I mean, I could, but I don't want to. I could go with a lot of things forever.
Yeah, I meant like before it becomes a serious struggle. You're like, God, I miss porn. Because the first couple days, at least, as a teenager, it would be the first couple hours.
Well, I think the first week, that would be the hardest. But then after you are, you know, without porn for a couple months, you figure it out.
How often do you look at porn?
No, fairly regularly.
Oh, okay. You still going to that milkshake website or whatever it's called?
Cam Soda, baby.
Cam Soda. Cam Soda. I don't know where I got milkshake. And have you actually set up an account finally? Stopped just being a voyeur there?
I do not pay.
You got it. You know what? You appreciate their services so much.
I do.
But you just take advantage of it. You got to tip those girls. They're there to work for tips.
Nah.
They're not getting paid just sitting there. That mentality, though, don't you want a private show?
No.
Don't you want... How can you go on all those cam sites that often...
I only go to one cam site.
How can you go to that cam site and see all those cam girls so often and not want a show of your own? I don't get it. You find a girl that's wearing something you like, you're into her, you go, yeah, Sandy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have no urge to say, I got to put in my credit card. I know you've done it before.
Yeah.
But what?
No, I mean, I'm good now. I mean, I learned my lesson before.
What was your lesson before? You spent too much money?
Yeah, and once you put your credit card in, then, you know, it's nonstop. It's like gambling.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look at that. And then you're like, oh, well, I don't want to do that again. It's like $2 a minute or something.
Yeah,
and then, you know, 4 hours later, you're like, ah, one more time. What's $10? And then the next thing you know.
One more time.
Yeah.
Oh, so like you're done, and you're like, let's do it again.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But that happens.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the cam sites, of all of the different ways to look at porn online, if you're buying private shows on cam sites, well, that's the one form of pornography, I would say, over all of them, where when you're done, you go, God damn it.
Yeah, because you realize
it's the biggest feeling of like, God. What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
And you start to get angry at yourself.
Money.
Clean yourself up with anger. You're angry at your wiener. You get angry at everything around you. You slam your computer. I should get rid of this stupid thing.
Yeah.
And it's because...
And then the next day, you're like, eh, I wonder if Sandy's back on.
I wonder what my limit is that's on that credit card, because I'm not sure that I hit it.
And then after a while, you're like, well, I'm already screwed. I spent too much, so...
Well, that's the other thing,
this
too.
This is just my porn card.
They do it all in credits.
And then you fill up the porn card, and then you're like, well, I got another one.
What's the most porn cards you've ever had at one time? I've had two before.
I've never had one just about.
Oh, come on. You opened it up.
I'm saying that. Yeah, no.
It's an idea that you've had, but you've never actually done it?
I never got that far.
Well, I've done it. I've had the porn cards. You get the card that's got like a $500 limit, and you say, you, my friend, you're just for porn.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And you stick it away in your pocket, and then it's only there for those cam soda days. But apparently, you go to these websites and just don't spend money. So
I don't spend money.
Well, what happens in those? Every time I've gone and tried not to spend money, once they start to do something, they shut it off to everyone who hasn't paid.
That doesn't happen on Cam Soda.
They pay, what?
That doesn't happen on Cam
Soda. It doesn't say going private with all these dudes now?
Sometimes. Like, you can click on it and it'll say, you know, Sandy's in a private show.
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, well, I can't watch Sandy right now.
Right.
But then you go somewhere else and, you know, she's not on a private show.
Yeah, but isn't she just sitting there chatting?
Nope.
She's doing stuff?
Yep.
Let me take a look at this.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Did he have all three the first time? For 2 years? I think he did.
Maybe for the first two.
Yeah, the first two.
Yeah, but the 2018.
Then he lost it. But when Trump first got elected, he had all three branches.
I don't know if he had all three because he hadn't put the three justices in yet.
Well,
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, it was probably already leaning conservative, but I mean,
well, I think
not
he
like
did.
He has it now.
Well, you know, it's good to have a, what do they call it, a mandate? Get something done, right? If you're a Republican, I guess.
Yeah,
you
know, I mean, there's nothing in your way now.
Yeah. That mandate. Did Lauren Boebert leave? Did she go away or is she still?
She's still in.
Oh, okay. I thought one of them was like there was some sort of scandal.
She almost lost. Last time.
Oh, she almost lost? Is that what it was? Okay.
We thought she did.
She's still around? I haven't seen her in a while.
She's around.
Yeah. Well, you know who's not going to be around? Kamala Harris. I hate to say it, but I mean, you know, you got a couple months and then you're going
to. Right off in the sunset.
You're going to have to move. You're out. And speaking of being out. It's not just Kamala. It's not just the Democrats that are out of style. There's other things that are out of style now. And I don't know how Gen Z voted. I guess we'll have to wait and see. I know they said the economy was their most pressing issue. But we'll have to wait until all the dust settles to see how Gen Z voted in this thing. But Gen Z has voted on the stuff that millennials and Gen Xers need to stop doing. It's over. I think we already knew all this stuff was over. But just in case you're worried as someone, you know, I'm a little bit older.
What's wrong?
Well, just if you're worried that you're doing something, I'm wearing a backwards hat, and I was very worried about that, but you said, no, it's okay as long as you're of a certain age. You said, actually, it should only be older guys that wear their hats backwards. So, but it's one of those things that now that I'm in my 40s, I can't just do things and go, well, whatever I do is cool. You know, in my 20s, whatever I did, it was cool because I was doing it, and I was in my 20s, right? I decided what was cool at 25. 25, you decide. You do it, it's cool. At 40, no, that changes. So Gen Z said, hey, millennials, Gen Xers, quit it with this stuff. And if you haven't already quit it with this stuff, maybe it's time to quit it with this stuff. I'll tell you what it is here in a second.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
Yo.
Yo.
What's wrong? What are
Speaking of trends, I'm looking at Brady here. He's wearing a shirt that says No Bull. What's that?
Just
is there something
brand.
Under it that I can't see?
It's supposed That's to be like no bull? BS, you know, no bull. And they make shoes and t-shirts and...
So I should get one of these shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Because Brady, he's a pretty good-looking guy there.
Yeah,
I wonder if I'd be that good-looking.
And the Rock's involved.
Oh, he's like an owner?
I think so. Maybe just doesn't. Maybe they both just do endorsements for
him. Stakeholder?
Never heard of it. No Bull Project? Is that apparel and accessories? No Bull. Oh, oh. See, I'm late on this stuff. And the reason I'm late on this stuff is because I'm old. I'm totally out of the loop. I don't want to be out of the loop, but it just happens at a certain age. So Gen Z, because they're still young, they get to tell us what's cool. And it's not that long, honestly. They won't have to wait very long until suddenly someone's telling them that they're a bunch of old assholes. Sure. And then you stop doing certain things, and I'll see how it feels. But for now, if you're worried about it, I'm not worried about it because I got this TB12 hat on. Obviously, I'm a trendsetter. Backwards. So I don't have to worry about this. I'm probably not going to end up doing any of these things accidentally. But just in case, these are the things that Gen Z says you guys got to stop doing.
We got to stop doing?
They're saying it's not cool. Okay. It's totally uncool. Just okay, deal with it.
Well,
totally uncool.
All right.
Monochrome furniture. I don't even know what that means, but they said it's like, you know, the minimalist all gray couch in a gray room or whatever. Okay, well, I don't have to worry about that because I'm a dude. I didn't even really know what it meant to begin with. But when you're at the furniture store, yeah, if you're worried about it, I guess when you go to the furniture store, just ask the person, does this count as monochrome furniture? And I suppose they'll tell you. The next thing that they said is not cool anymore. If you get a job, if you buy a car, if you get married.
It just looks like furniture. I don't know.
I know. I don't really understand it. So I guess you'd have to ask. But if you do something in your life, you're not supposed to post. And they're saying that it was millennials who started this. I don't know if that's true. I mean, I suppose social media is a new thing. So it probably has to be millennials. But they say that millennials would post a lot of things and say, like, I got a car, exclamation point. I got a new job. Basically, it's just I did a thing. I did a blank.
Right.
And they say stop doing it.
They don't even post a lot, I did a thing.
There's that. I did a thing, yeah. I got a car. You post, I did a thing, and then you got a picture of you with a car. Check out my car, whatever. I did a thing, and it shows you with the new keys to your house, or whatever.
Yeah.
They're like, just stop. Just stop doing it. Stop saying I did a thing. You know, you're an adult. If you want to be excited about your new house, or whatever, write out normally, like, I'm so excited that...
Oh, so they're actually saying don't do that. I did a thing.
Yeah, just stop with that.
I think
just stop with it. It's kind of stupid.
I always thought it was stupid.
It seems like something that I would have known at the time, but maybe I didn't. I don't know. Skinny jeans. They say that's out. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, the picture they used, though, for skinny jeans was a picture of Cameron Diaz in skinny jeans. I was like, I don't think that's out for her. She looks pretty good. Are they talking about women when they talk about that?
I think in general.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. The Jim Carrey face? Who's doing that?
What is a Jim Carrey face?
I don't even know. I guess you're making a alrighty then sort of face. Who's doing that anytime in the last 20 years?
Well, any of the somebody they're not.
I'm totally confused by that. They say that these people are all people who grew up in the 90s and they're stuck in the 90s and they still do Jim Carrey faces. Now, if you said quit doing Borat, I understand that, right? And I've heard that before. It's time to quit with the Borat stuff a long time ago. But who's doing Jim Carrey face? And what exactly is Jim Carrey face? I don't know.
I'm looking it up.
It's got to be that face that I'm making. If you try and say, all righty then, then you can't help but make the face, I guess. But who the heck is doing
that? No way anyone does that.
No one is doing that. I have not seen anyone do that since elementary school. I really don't think I have. I cannot think of a time when I've seen an adult. Could you imagine if someone like Jack at work, somebody came up to us and started doing Jim Carrey face? But we're also older, so
I'm afraid you guys might be dating yourself. As I'm looking, like, they're showing pictures of, as I'm looking it up, of people doing a face with their eyebrows in.
Yeah, just the tilted eyebrow. That's
it. Feels like the next generation of duck face, and I feel like you guys
just
are
the tilted face
showing.
Well, they posted a picture over here
a little bit.
This is the picture that they posted here, so it's got different pictures of them here. This is the picture they used.
The one that they were showing of all the people on.
Well, if it's just the arched eyebrow, one, if it's just the arched eyebrow,
then people
that's
doing
fine.
That, and they're like, stop doing that.
But
stop doing duck face.
Do people do the arched eyebrow a lot?
I think they showed it that they did. Like I'm looking at.
I didn't see anyone do that.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Maybe I just don't notice it. I don't know.
It looks like the Grinch. The Grinch face?
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't he play the Grinch?
Yeah, it looks like the Grinch face.
Oh,
yeah.
That. I know what you're talking about. It's just the arched eyebrow again. Okay.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
They also said that...
As I look at people making Jim Carrey face, that's what comes up is that Grinch thing.
Okay, the eyebrow thing. Isn't that the Rock's thing? What's the Rock's thing? Isn't that the exact same thing?
Eyebrow.
Or what does The Rock do?
The People's Eyebrow.
Which is what?
Isn't
that the same thing?
TikTok.
Is that the same thing?
Nah, it's a, that's like one eyebrow lifted.
Right.
The Jim Carrey face is, think of the Grinch, where he's kind of both.
Right. He's got like his eyes like this. Okay, so.
Not like that.
Yeah, like that.
I can see you trying to, but that is not
okay,
the face.
Okay, that's what it is. I was thinking in my head it was just the eyebrow, but that would be The Rock. All right. We're supposed to stop using acronyms. I don't really have to worry about this because I don't use them when I text you guys. No, I'm not trying to be concise. I'm not worried about paying for the letter. So but people who say bae, people say TTYL, BRB, LOL, all those things. They say, look, it's bad enough to type them, but if you need to type them, it's not the end of the world. But saying them out loud, don't ever do anymore. I didn't know people said that stuff out loud still. I remember hearing people say things like BRB, TTYL, but... been a while since I've heard someone do that.
Yeah.
I mean, did your kids ever do that?
Like, say it out loud?
Yeah, like T-T-Y-L.
No. Well, you heard Snow Cone say it out loud. What'd if you know, say? You know. Snow Cone would say, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know, yeah.
Right?
I'll say BRB same thing, sometimes.
I-Y-K-Y or whatever, so yeah.
I'll say BRB sometimes.
Well, they're saying don't say the acronyms. So don't say the acronyms out loud is what they're saying. Don't say T-T-Y-L. Don't say BRB. Don't say AMIA, TLDR, whatever. Don't say that stuff out loud. Don't use it as part of a sentence. Okay, BRB. Okay, well, TTYL.
But they're saying you can say if you know, you know?
Well,
I'm not sure I like that either.
I don't think that was ever a good thing to say, but I don't think it counts as an acronym, right? So he was saying it. It's just using the letters if you're using it.
Yeah. I just think maybe you don't say that. I feel like they're saying, but I need to look at it.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't say too long didn't read either.
Right. I get
they're
it.
Saying, you see what I'm saying? Like all of those acronyms, I think they're just saying don't say the acronyms.
Maybe. They
don't
say,
the letters. Certainly don't say the words.
Yeah.
You can type it if you want. But
not
if
ideal.
You're talking, if somebody hands you a piece of paper, don't look at it and say, too long, didn't read, and hand it back to them. They're saying, don't do that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, don't say that, because that does sound ridiculous.
Right.
So just don't do it. They also said that millennials were the ones who started saying adulting, and that you need to stop saying adulting. You know, is adulting hard for you? I'm terrible at adulting. And they posted a lot.
Yeah.
I'm adulting.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me. I know. I guess that wouldn't work. But you know what I'm talking about. Don't say it anymore. Don't type it anymore. I think people typed it more than they said it, but they would say it too.
Well, they'd say it for sure.
Oh, yeah. But it did seem like it was a social media thing.
Well, my ex-wife left. That's what she said to me.
Oh, that's right.
Good luck adulting.
I remember that. Good luck adulting.
I'm an adult.
Good luck adulting.
I'm alive.
Yeah. Whatever, you know... Was it millennials that started saying that first? I guess. I don't remember hearing it when I was a kid. No one said adulting when I was a teenager, so must have been something that happened in the 2000s or 2010s, I guess.
Good luck adulting.
No more posting pictures of your food at restaurants and putting on social media. I think I knew that you weren't supposed to take pictures of your food anymore and post it.
I know. People don't like it.
I think I've heard of that. I don't know. I've never been a big food picture taker. Doesn't bother me either. Also, especially if you went out to eat, I'm kind of curious what they served.
That's my thing. Like, if you're like, hey, had the salmon at this place. I'm like, oh, it looks good. I always thought about going there, but I never did. Like,
that
would be like one of the things I actually like about the internet.
I'm glad you said that, because part of me is secretly like, I kind of like that. Because
where are you eating? And that looks like, here's the steak at this place. I'm like, oh, man, that does look good. I should go there.
Yeah.
I never thought about it. Like, that's one thing
modern,
I like about the internet.
Modern day word of mouth. You know, and I see it on there, and I can go, that sounds good. I have definitely gone to restaurants before because I saw someone post pictures of their food at a restaurant. I went, that looks good. We should try this place. You want to go out to eat? I've definitely done that before. You're not supposed to say vibes anymore.
Mm.
You know, I'm giving off mom vibes. I'm giving off.
Or you just say I'm vibing.
Auntie vibes. I'm vibing.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to say vibes anymore, so I don't have to worry about that. Never really said that. This one is definitely for the women. I don't even know what this means. We'd have to look it up as guys, but apparently statement necklaces are out.
What?
Don't know. But you can look it up. But ladies, don't wear a statement necklace anymore. Those are out. That's a millennial thing. Gen Z thinks they're stupid.
Or just say
I don't know. I assume it's, maybe it is guys. I don't know. They said they're impractical. They're bulky and they're impractical and overwhelming. So I assumed it was jewelry that, generally speaking, women would wear, but it could be both.
Statement necklace. I mean, they have them at Nordstrom.
Are they just big? I assume when they say they're bulky, they're just big necklaces. But I don't even know what
chunky
that would look like.
Statement gold cross pendant necklace. I don't know.
So are there other statement?
So they're like really big necklaces from in the images.
Okay.
All right. So don't wear those anymore.
Statement rings and statement watches and statement purses?
Statement necklaces. So they're really big necklaces.
Okay. Now, the last one here, I got to say, I'm not going to be able to do this. Man, I'm not doing this. But they said we're not supposed to text on our phone anymore using messaging apps. You're supposed to use Snapchat.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, no, well, you guys can do that. I know you already do that.
You guys do that.
But
fine.
We're not switching
I'm
to that.
I'm not doing it.
You're not going to get people in their 40s and 50s
not
to start
chance.
Messaging on Snapchat.
My kids only message on Snapchat.
Yeah, and that's fine. They'd use that as their messaging service, and that's totally fine.
Yeah.
We're not doing it.
Well, I'm not doing it.
No. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to start asking you guys for your Snap. If I came in like, guys, I'm done with iMessage, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be hip here. I got this TV hat, 2012 out of here.
The reason why.
Yeah, for kids, it makes perfect sense. It's going away.
We've told everybody, don't send anything on your phone that you wouldn't want in front of the New York Times.
And parents are looking at their phones.
Great. I'll send it on Snap. My parents can't see it. You can't keep it. Right?
I don't have to delete it. And it's not, there's nothing, I don't have to remember to delete it. And there's nothing suspicious about me deleting messages. They're just gone on their own. I totally get why young people do it. Right. I could also see parents being like, I don't want you using Snapchat because of it. Because like, I want to be able to see who you're messaging. But seems like that's what kids use to message, and it makes sense to me. I'm not doing it.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo. So at some point in your adult life, I know you wouldn't do this to your kids. I say I know. I assume you don't do this when you're a parent. You don't think, I don't want to take you to the doctor or the emergency room because it's going to cost money. You just go, well, if I think they need to go,
they need to go.
I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Right.
I mean, it's actually the opposite,
I mean, I'm sure there's people who have
had those thoughts.
Financial considerations to take in. Like, how bad is it?
Of course.
Can we wait to go to the doctor tomorrow, or do we need to go to the emergency room now? Because they're just completely different bills.
Yep. And I know that's something that politicians, they talk to those
and
people.
We hate that.
Yeah, saying parents shouldn't have to make a choice about whether or not they take their kid to see a doctor. So, no, you're right. People do have to think about those things. But as an adult caring for yourself, there has to have been some times where you've been like, I probably should go, but I'm just not going to go. Because you didn't want to spend the money. You've had those moments, right? Even if it's just, I've been sick for a really long time.
I'm so bad about paying bills anyways. I'm like, I'm just going to the emergency room.
Well, I think there's that. I think there's the mentality of like, I'm gonna go because
I don't care how
since
much
Ron Paul isn't president, they're gonna see me. They'll see me
I
and they'll talk
insurance,
to me. Yeah.
And so they'll take it and then whatever, they can send the bill to whoever they send the bill to.
Right. And I just won't pay it.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly how those bills work anyway. Isn't there something with certain medical bills won't destroy your credit? I know
I
some of
so.
No, they all destroy
but
your credit.
It used to be that way. Or maybe they talked about it being that way, but no.
Yeah, maybe somebody just told me that one time. What happens if, like, your parent dies and they owe money? Do you have to pay that?
I think the estate does.
Oof.
Yeah.
And you're automatically probably the estate. Like, if you're the only child, then you're probably the estate.
Yeah, well, I think when you go to, you know, divvy up the stuff, you know, the people that they
to be
owe,
paid
they,
off.
Yeah, that has to be paid.
Like, if
I
you
think.
Were to sell their house or something like that. But if you weren't trying to get any money from that estate, if there was nothing of value from that estate, then they don't come for you. Right?
No, I don't think so.
Like, it can't hurt your credit. Like, no, you're dead.
No, they won't come for the kids. But, like, if your mom passed and she had a house and you sold the house, I think you got to pay the creditors or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
It's kind of insane, right?
That's totally insane.
Like, this.
Like, I think left and right can agree on that. Like, I got to pay Chase when I die?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That's part of the risk they took, that I might die.
Well, but
that's why they charge so much on interest.
But we want them to take that risk every time, right? We don't want them to be like, yeah, you look like you're going to die, so we're not going to run
not
up these bills.
They're losing money.
Well, there's that. That's a whole
They're not
other
losing
argument.
Money.
So this story from Oregon is probably one of the greatest American healthcare stories I've seen, certainly that I can remember. This guy, this law firm in Oregon has filed a lawsuit on behalf of a client who's 71 years old, okay? His name's William Hesch. This 71-year-old guy, because he's in Oregon, he was riding a bike a while back, like a bicycle. He's riding a bicycle, and there's an ambulance driving, and this ambulance crashes into him because it crosses into his path. Now, they make it pretty clear, and this could just be coming from the law firm, I don't know, but they make it pretty clear this ambulance was in the wrong, that they crossed into the bicyclist's path. They're the reason that he was hit. It was their fault.
Okay.
So they turn into his path, and they hit this guy on his bike. The ambulance obviously stops. I say obviously. They did stop. They see that Williams laying there. They pick him up, scoop him up, throw him in the ambulance, and they take him to the hospital.
Ambulance ride?
Well, yeah. They billed him $1,800 for that ride, which I think is probably what it costs. If you said, what does an ambulance ride cost, I'd say like $1,500 to $2,500.
Yeah, that's like base level.
Yeah, wouldn't that be your guess? Is that it's $1,500 to $2,500?
If you told me it was more.
I mean, it's crazy because
$5,000, I'd be like, okay.
It can be up to
I could order an Escalade limo to come to the house and pick me up, and it would cost less than an ambulance.
Right.
I think. I mean, depending on where you live, limos are usually cheaper than that. So... yeah, they scoop him up. They make it, the law firm at least makes it sound like they were asking him, hey, do you need to go to the hospital? It's more like, oh, buddy. I mean, also, presumably, these people who are driving the ambulance are EMTs, medics of some sort, right? And they're like, oh, man.
On the back end of that.
We got you good.
So I'm guessing the lawyers, because is he suing the hospital?
Well, yeah, so they're suing, the company that owns these ambulances, mm-hmm. which I'll get to. They've got a name down here somewhere, Columbia River Fire and Rescue. So he's suing them. He got billed $1,800 for the ride, but that's not the only bill that he's dealing with. He says that he's racked up over, just from getting hit on his bike, $47,000 in medical expenses mm-hmm. so far. He expects $50,000 more in the future. He says he fractured his nose. He got really scraped up and bruised up. But he also said that he suffered decreased range of motion, reduced grip strength, which sounds bad, and other injuries. His lawyers have now filed this lawsuit for $997,000 against the ambulance company for all of it.
Well, he
saying, you hit him. You're the ones that rolled him over.
So now
I mean, the least you could do is comp the ambulance ride.
Yeah.
If they'd done that, this wouldn't even be in the news. If they were the ones that hit him and they took him to the ambulance and the hospital was the same company that owned the ambulance, it still wouldn't be in the news.
Crazy that you hit me, then put me in your car, and then drove me to the hospital, and then charged me for the ride to your hospital. That's exactly what happened.
Yes. So you have plenty of incentive at that point to go out and start running over people.
Right.
I mean, that's the whole thing. Business is slow. Well, send out the ambulances.
Right. Let them
start running people over. Hit some of those people on Lime scooters. It's quick $1,800.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Not to mention how much money we make on the back end. The ride's $1,800. But once you bring them to our hospital,
people to ride Lime scooters. So.
Yeah, that's what
I mean. I mean, it's kind of win-win.
It's been a fear of mine for a long time. I'm going to hit one of those people on a Lime scooter. I don't know. I know someone, a family member, who sent me a picture of a medical bill recently for like a scheduled thing. This wasn't running to the ER. It was a scheduled procedure. And so far, it's at like $265,000. Now, my question is, what do you do with that? You're not paying that.
No.
I mean, I'm not old enough to ever pay that off.
And that's what the insurance won't cover?
That's what they're supposed to be paying. Yes, that's what...
Wait, what the insurance is paying or what you're...
What they're left on the hook for. Yeah, that the insurance wasn't covering.
So the insurance is already covering a lot.
The insurance covered a ton. It's like, you know, and that was just, that's like the estimated total or something crazy when it's all said and done. But yeah, you can go through and see what the insurance has paid for. It's insane. I mean, like... I'm just making this up. It's like Band-Aids for $5,000, stuff like that. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, right.
Trying to get an itemized bill because they've been trying to get this itemized bill. And yeah, it's insane. So now they also did say that you send it back to the insurance and you say, hey, who do I look like to you? Mark Cuban, you got to pay for more of this. And that they usually do say, okay, and then they take a few more things off. So sure. I don't know what the final bill will be, but whatever it is, if it were me, I wouldn't be asking for the itemized thing because I'd be like, yo, I wouldn't be opening my mail.
No.
I'm not going to do anything
right,
about it.
You wouldn't say anything to the insurance company, then there'd be some sort of judgment against you.
A judgment, right. And then what happens?
Right.
Eventually they come take my house.
Jail. There is no debtor's prison or anything.
Yeah, they say that, right? But you can do it for taxes. They send people to prison for not paying their taxes, right? Child support.
Yeah,
that's a debt, is it not?
No, you're right.
But I guess, can they take your house? That's the question. If you don't pay your medical bills...
Your wages. I think that's where they go with it.
Yeah. Well, that'd be bad too, I guess. I wouldn't even know. I might have my wages might be getting garnished right now. It would explain a lot, actually.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
Okay, so here's the different things. How long will you wait before you say, F you, I'm out of here? The first one.
Mm-hmm.
You're waiting behind someone at a stop sign or a stoplight. Light turns green or it's four-way stop. They're supposed to go. How long until you lay on your horn? How long will you wait?
A little bit. I'm not an immediate person.
I don't like laying on the horn because I'm afraid I'll get killed.
I do it real life. Beep.
I know. Beep,
beep. I try to do two.
That way
it's... I feel like one is rude. Two is like, hey, just thought you might be, I don't know, texting.
Yep.
Yeah, two is like, beep, beep.
Celebrating, crying, whatever it is that you're doing today. Yeah, I don't like laying on the horn because I think I'm going to start a fight that I don't want to start and that I can't finish.
Well, I also, it's not because I don't want to start a fight. You know I like fights, but...
I know you do.
I just want to be nice. Like, I don't want you to think I'm mad. I'm not mad.
Because
like,
I do it too.
I've been on Wikipedia to light before. Yeah. I get it.
That's my thing. I wish there was a horn, not only a horn that was like, the polite horn, but there should also be a horn that says, not only am I trying to be polite, but I want you to know I've done the very same thing, and I've probably done it recently, and I'm sure I will do it again.
Yeah,
like
right.
That sort of horn. But that's you're right about the horn.
It's a Midwest horn. Because Crackman said you get, in California, you got half a second before someone. New York, not even half a second.
It was honking no
Detroit,
matter what.
Detroit, beep, 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 beep. It's immediately.
Yeah.
But we need a nice, you know, like, Midwest horn.
Yeah.
Exactly. Where it's like, hey.
There have been cars that have had them before, beep. But... Well, you're right. When you tap it, you're trying to do it delicately, like, but it
right
still goes.
Right is like get out of my way. Left is like hey, hello.
Yeah, because that. But the double tap, like that's you know, bom, bom, that does sound a little bit nicer. Then there is no gentle push of the horn. If it makes a noise, then it's it just sounds aggressive. It does. Yeah, so I'll wait a while. So how long will you wait until you honk?
You know, I don't know how long's a light.
Like, you'll go through a full cycle of
the
light?
How long is a light, I'm asking? I don't know.
I don't know. Each light's different, so...
All right, well, 15 seconds. I'll wait 7.5.
Okay.
I'll wait half the light, probably.
They said, I thought this one was the craziest one of all of them, because they said people will wait 10 seconds. They're laying on the horn within 10 seconds. Well, yeah, I would think that most people probably...
But I figure they'll catch it in a second. So, probably 7 seconds.
I think most people lay on their horn. If you're at a light and it turns green... I think they're laying on the horn before 10 seconds. Or at least, you know, giving the horn is gone.
The Midwest horn just goes, oh.
Yeah, there could be an ope horn. I like that, too. Oh, you must be texting. That's okay. I do the same thing, but I'm not right now, and I'd like to go. The next one, food delivery. So you order from Uber Eats or pizza delivery. How long do you wait before you're annoyed?
Mm.
Part of the reason you're ordering delivery a lot of times is because, I don't know, maybe not. I guess if you wanted to hurry, then you know you should probably need to just go there or get carry out.
Yeah, to me it's more convenience. To me, if they start getting past the time they said.
And I don't know what
the time is. It was like, it'll be like, you know, food will arrive by 8:19.
Okay.
Like, okay. And it gets to like 8:14.
Yeah, I think that's what they mean. Like, how much passed?
They haven't picked it up.
Yeah.
I start getting pissed.
Yeah, I assume that's what they meant, but maybe that's not what they meant. I assumed when they, because they said it's 29 minutes. I thought they meant 29 minutes past. Whatever the time was that I was supposed to.
I don't have any time as long as it tells me.
Because I think everything says it takes longer than 29 minutes.
Yeah, my thing is like once it get past the original time, I start getting pissed.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, sorry, there's been a delay in your order. We'll get there. I'm like, man, I'm paying you a lot of money.
Dude, the one that pissed me off is when Uber Eats became a thing that everyone was using during COVID, you know, Postmates, DoorDash, whatever. We all started using it during COVID. I don't know if it exists again. I didn't know about it, but the Express thing had launched. You know, you pay to get your order faster, and I didn't know about that. So I'd ordered it a couple times, and it worked fine. Mm-hmm. Then I order it one night, same Chinese restaurant that I ordered from on there before, and it takes a while, longer than usual. Then I see I'm looking at the app now because I'm like, where is my food? And I can see it, and it's going past my house, way past my house.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had another
way
one first.
South. And so they went to this house that was like... 5 miles. I mean, it was so far south of my house.
Because they paid
Because
for
they
the
paid.
Thing.
And I didn't realize that. I didn't know this was a thing. I was like, if I'd known that that's what this meant, that you're going to deliver to someone else first, you know. So I knew from that point on, there's no real reason to order it if you don't say, yes, I'd like you to deliver it to me, you know, directly, as opposed to making a bunch of other stops first.
I've seen it before say, like, we've got 3 stops ahead of you.
Yeah, that's what was happening to me. And I was furious because it's been over an hour. So they say people will wait 29 minutes. Like I said, I assume that's past the time that it's supposed to be before they either want a refund or they start freaking out. How long will you wait in line at the grocery store? My thing is now a lot of grocery stores, you got the self-checkout, so, which is, for at least the places I shop, it's made waiting... That's made the line shrink. Like at Aldi, there used to be one register that was open, maybe two, but usually one. The line was 6 miles long, and you knew, like, well, I'm saving a lot of money by being here. I got to wait in this line a while. But when they got the self-checkouts, the lines, if there are any, are rare. And when they do exist, it's pretty quick.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. My expectations have changed a bit now, I suppose, with self-checkout. Like, how long am I willing to wait in line? But I would assume that if I'm waiting in line more than 15 minutes, I'm getting... Probably starting to get annoyed after 15 minutes, but anything over 20 minutes, I would think, then I'm really annoyed. Yeah. Like, I've been in line for over 20 minutes to check out at the grocery store. So I think that would be my limit, but it's hard. I don't know exactly what it feels like. It's probably one of those things where it's a feeling, and you could probably set your watch to it that moment when I get angry, but I don't know what it is off the top of my head. I just know it when I'm there.
I feel more angry at the self-checkout.
Taking long?
Yeah.
Me too.
I think it's just because, look, I ain't paying anybody.
Exactly.
Now I'm waiting here. Where if it's a super long, if I'm at Hy-Vee and it's a super long line and there's like one high school dude doing the register.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, that dude's got to be like, I'm like.
Totally agree.
I know what it's like being there. I haven't done that exact job, but I know what it's like. And every time someone else gets in line, you're like, Jesus Christ, this line it's too long for him.
Yeah.
And it's too long for me, so whatever, I don't get mad. But if it's the self-checkout line, I'm like, just let's go, people.
I don't get mad at the person working there. I do get mad sometimes that they don't open more lanes. That used to be my thing. Like, open some more lanes. Look at these lines.
Yeah.
That used to be the thought that would run through my head.
I have been in Hy-Vee where they're all open.
Well, that,
that's just super long lines. Like, well, it is what it is.
Sunday before a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know what that number is. Like I said, I would think anything over... If it's 15 minutes, that probably feels like a long time. I think. But I'm not sure. Maybe it's a little bit longer. But I know it. I know it when I'm there.
Yeah.
I know there's a moment where like I've been waiting here too goddamn long. Same with being at a restaurant waiting for your food to arrive. So they've taken your order and they've gone back with your order. How long now are you willing to wait for your food to arrive before... You start to think this is taking too long. This one surprised me, and I guess it depends on the restaurant.
They cooked my burger wrong?
Like the waiters come and taking your order. How long do you wait for them to bring the food out before you're?
Oh, it's got to be a while before I get mad.
But which is what I don't. Again, not good at guessing what
depends
that number
on where
is.
I am for sure.
It depends on the restaurant,
right? You know, of course, it depends on the restaurant.
If I'm in a nice steakhouse on a Friday night, it's busy.
Then whatever, it takes however long it takes.
They're back there doing it right.
It takes however long it takes. And usually they bring you, you know, bread, you have a beer.
Exactly.
Like, it takes what it takes. If I'm at the B,
mm-hmm.
and it's been 30 minutes, like, 40 minutes, let's go. It's time to go.
Yeah, that's my guess, too, is that 30 minutes is probably...
30 minutes, I'm like, I just ordered wings, bro.
It's hard to say, too, because
I'm probably not mad at 30 minutes, but I'm getting madder as it continues to go.
Because which thing
at 40 minutes, I'm like, okay. Now
there's a time where you leave. Yeah. There's a moment where you leave and don't pay for your drinks.
Right.
Or your appetizers. I don't know what that is, but I think it's like 40 minutes. 45
yeah, probably.
Minutes, somewhere around there where you just go, I'm leaving. At a place like the B, at Chili's, whatever. Mm-hmm. You go, okay, I'm leaving.
Unless it's Buffalo Wild Wings.
Why?
They're horrible. The worst service ever.
Oh, really? Do they have a server that comes out to you?
Yeah, and you just sit down and they're like, and it is so bad. At least the one by my house is like 105th and Metcalf.
Okay.
It's horrible. I mean, I'm not making, like, you just go in, you're like, me and the boys actually go like, all right, man.
You going right by your house?
Yeah, we're like, hey, you want to go, like, to Buffalo Wild Wings and watch football? And they're like, yeah. And before we walk in, we all kind of have that discussion. Like, don't get mad about how long it takes.
Yeah.
Like, let's just get our drinks and then watch TV. Because it's going to be an hour before they bring you anything.
It's the food coming out that takes a long time.
It's horrible.
Okay.
Horrible.
Well, people said 17 minutes was the average, where they say they're getting mad after that. I would think it's at least 20 minutes, even at, like at Chili's, before I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Because if we go into that Buffalo Wild Wings, I'll say, like, hey, nobody's starving, right?
Yeah.
They're like, no, we're good. I'm like, okay, because it's going to be an hour.
But my thought, too, is I'm not sure which thing I've gotten mad about more at restaurants. The wait for the food or when I don't see a server. When you sit down or they seat you
and then
you don't see a server. Because that's really frustrating, too. If you're like, no one has come over here to talk to us. Because we've got several steps here still. We haven't even taken the first step where they came and say hi.
That's
our
the
drink
host's
order.
Fault. I hate them.
Yeah, so I don't know which is worse, but that was the last thing on the list, is how long will you wait for a server before you leave? I would think that number would be shorter, because you haven't invested as much time yet. You haven't ordered appetizers or drinks or whatever, so you can just get up and leave. How long will you sit there and wait for a server?
20 minutes.
20? They said 13 is what people said. I would have thought somewhere 10 to 15 minutes is probably somewhere where I go, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Yeah.
But there are certain places. It's funny. I mean, I guess a nice restaurant. The expectation says there's not a fast service place. It's supposed to be an experience.
Yeah, but a nice restaurant, they're not taking any time. They're coming to you right away.
That's the thing.
Like, if I'm going to go spend $100 on a steak, I've never been to a $100 steakhouse where the waiter doesn't come right away.
That's it.
I'm like, hey, how are you?
Because then I would be mad. But that's never happened.
Exactly, but it's never happened.
It just takes
all
a while
the time
for the
at
food.
Goddamn Buffalo Wild Wings.
Man, I'm glad you still go there.
By the way, I love Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah. Love it. We still go there.
I love
their wings.
That says something about them.
But I'm
them.
Like, your service is just horrifying.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
You made it through today?
I did. You?
I'm fine. I know you were crying last night.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. I wasn't even watching. I like Houlihan's. I want to go to a Houlihan's now. I didn't know that. I thought for some reason they were all gone. Do you know it's a Kansas City restaurant? Did you know that? Someone on Twitch said something about it. You said there was a bunch of them still open, so I looked it up, and it's local. Maybe I knew that.
No, I think the headquarters is here. They
oh, really?
Everywhere.
It says founded here? Oh, they do have them around the country? Okay. Yeah, I just see a thing here everywhere. Where it says Kansas City, Country Club Plaza, blah, 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 35 restaurants. Oh, in 15 states. There you go. Okay. Did you have them in Michigan?
Yeah.
Cool. There you go.
Well, it seemed like they're always around a mall, you know?
I remember the one by our old studios.
Yeah, that was different. That's when I moved
like
here.
One.
When I moved here the first time, I was like, oh, they have them like standalone restaurants. I always thought, in a mall, but they're always like that restaurant
in
across
the
from the mall. You know what I mean?
No, there was that one over there, and then there was one in Lee Summit that was not near a mall, so I didn't know them that way.
You going to be okay today? I mean, I don't know. I mean,
I'm fine.
It feels like
you bet money. You lost money, right?
On who?
On the election. You said you had that map yesterday on the air. You said you had.
I didn't really bet
Harris winning Iowa or something, and that she would lose something, but she'd still win. You bet money on it?
I didn't really bet that map. Good thing I picked her to win Iowa.
I thought it was weird, but that's what you said. You said it was a poll a lot.
If you look at my map, it says I picked her to win Iowa and North Carolina.
Yeah. I thought that was odd.
Yeah, well, it was odd.
Mm-hmm.
Not real.
Okay.
Fake news.
Okay. Well, good. Glad to hear it. Did you bet on that Kent State game I told you to bet on tonight?
You said Kent State by a million.
Well, just check out the spread there.
Would you want me to take the points or not?
I just want you to look at a few of those bets that I made today and maybe think about replicating some of them because
you
might win a few bucks.
Are you on the Trump train with me and the uneducated white women?
Well, I think that should be private.
And the Latinos and the black dudes?
I think our vote should remain private. I didn't ask you if you voted.
I said you want. Yeah, I don't care who you voted for.
Am I on the train?
You want to get on the train or not?
I'm on the train already. What do you mean?
Okay.
I'm a white guy.
I'm just saying.
I didn't know it was even a choice.
Not all white guys get to come.
Why? What do I do wrong?
I didn't say you. I just said not all white guys get to come.
Oh, well, if it's slowing down
Mr.
the shopping.
Wokey Woke doesn't get to come.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to get on the train.
I vote for my daughter.
I don't want to miss the train.
Yeah, well, the train is a good
If there's
train.
A party going on, he said there's a lot of white women.
A lot of white women.
It's uneducated white women.
Yeah.
I'm in. I'm sold.
Nice. So you're on the Trump train with me then.
Made it sound good earlier.
Well, it ain't bad.
No.
Mm-mm. It got a little more diverse this time, which is weird, but.
Kind of crazy, yeah.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I didn't even turn to look at him, but I just figured. Yeah.
Can't go.
No. He wears like Bernie shirts and stuff. We can't have that.
He's like, oh, good, boys. Don't even talk to me.
I mean, Rogan can get away with it because he's Rogan. But
Rogan's on.
Yeah, but you can't.
Rogan's driving.
You can't get away with those Bernie.
By the way, we're not allowed in that front car. That front car's got rich dudes.
Yeah, Peter Thiel and Elon and
Joe Rogan.
There's probably quite a few of those cars actually. We'll be near the back, but that's okay.
Near the back, but it's okay. You're still on it.
You're on it. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Opportunity. Once you're on, anything's possible.
Well, you just ride it. You don't even try anything. You just ride it.
Oh, we're not trying to move up cars. Not trying to become
wealthy. Guess if you want to.
I figured
not.
Some people are trying. I hear people talk about, now things will be better.
We just drive through cities and throw at other people who are on the train.
Okay.
You, snow cone, loser, little pussy boy.
I'm in. This sounds like a blast.
Oh, it's great, man. I've been telling you guys for years I've been on it. Yeah, he's like, oh, I don't want to go on. I like, you know, whatever. I want to protect people's rights. Okay. Okay. Well,
look out,
you
know, for who matters.
You hit the lotto with your white man DNA, so you might as well just use it. But, oh, no, I'm worried about other people. Like, okay. Well, whatever. You either get on or you get off. You on?
I'm on.
Let me hear it. There you go. All right. Hey, DJT, good show. Stay positive, kids.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Kansas City's rock station is 98.9 The Rock. The Rock.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.